感谢主，我们在同一同聚集在神的面前。
Thank the Lord, we can gather before God again.
弟兄姐妹，你们心里喜乐吗？
Are you joyous in your hearts?
你们心里喜乐吗？
Are you joyous?
我们应当喜乐。
We should rejoice.
因为神已将我们释放出来。
For the Lord has set us free.
是何等大的恩典。
What a great grace that is.
我们应当赞美。
We shall praise him.
应当感谢。
We shall give him thanks.
这是耶和华所定的日子。
This is the day that the Lord has made.
在其中要欢喜快乐。
We shall rejoice and be glad in
it. 同心来敬拜来赞美他。
Let's worship him.
这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，所定的日子。我们在其中，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，
这是耶和华。
这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，所定的日子。我们在其中，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子。这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，所定的日子。我们在其中，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子。这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子，所定的日子。我们在其中，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中，要高兴欢喜。这是耶和华，这是耶和华所定的日子。
用赞美进入他的院，我要说这是神所定义的日子，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。我要以感恩的心来进入他的门，用赞美进入他的院。我要说这是神所定义的日子，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。
他是我喜乐，
他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。他是我喜乐，他是我喜乐，我要欢呼因他是我喜乐。
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，我要欢呼，因为你使我喜乐。
Lord Jesus, we thank and praise you. We will rejoice, for you have made me glad.
哦，你是何等爱我们的神。
What a God you are that you love us so.
你将我们从黑暗中来拯救出来。
You deliver us from darkness.
哦，你在我们每天生活中来引导，来爱我们。
You lead us and love us daily.
我们所蒙受是何等大的恩典。
What a great grace that we have received.
我们心怎么能不赞美？
How can we not praise you?
我们心怎么能不感谢？
How can we not give thanks?
早上我们从我们心里向我们发出我们对你的感赞。
This morning we utter our thanks to you.
哦，将我们的心来献上给你。
And offer our hearts to you.
将我们自己来献上给你。
Offer ourselves to you.
我们感谢，我们赞美。
Thank you and praise you.
Praise the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.Sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever man passed and whatever life before me, let me be singing when the evening comesThe Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.Love and your soul to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find.Praise the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name.Strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. Bless the Lord.My soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. Bless the Lord,
my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before. Oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. I will worship Your holy name. I will worship Your holy name.
诗歌里面说到
，The hymn says，
地上的年日会过去
，The days on earth will pass，
我们的力量会衰减
，Our strength will fade away，
但我们心里还是有了盼望
，But there's still hope in our hearts，
因为我们所知道我们所等候的是谁
，But we know whom we wait for。
最近我们在读启示录
We've been reading the book of Revelation
那我们会看到 在末后有许多的这个灾难
We see a lot of plagues happen in the end time
但我们也看见主在我们身上的心意
But we see the God's will on us
主要我们在他面前警醒等候
He wants us to watch and wait
我们虽然会经历这样的磨难
We'll go through the tribulations
但神的力量要扶持我们
God's strength will sustain us.
还要让我们能够直到那日，我们在见那日，我们要依靠他。
Until the day we see him again, we'll trust in him.
我们是有盼望的一般人。
We're a group of people that's with hope.
我们等候我们神的来临。
We wait upon his arrival.
君王驾着云彩而降临，全地震动，全地震动。主你用慈爱怜悯，将我最完全洗净。万民歌唱，万民歌唱。何塞纳，何塞纳，何塞纳，贵至高神。何塞纳，何塞纳。何塞那贵至高神，我看见全新时代，兴起要得着这地，放下自己，放下自己。我看见复兴来临，全因祷告寻求你，我们学习，我们学习。哦撒那，哦撒那，哦撒那，贵至高神。Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, 贵至高神。Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, 贵至高神。Hosanna。Hosanna, Hosanna, 贵至高神。
一直接近我心，开启我双眼看见你心意，教我如何来爱你的百姓，我要能触摸你心，我所做一切全为你旨意，一生追求你直到天地废去。就一直接近我心，开启我双眼看见你心意，教我如何能爱你的百姓，我要能触摸你心，我所做一切全为你旨意，一生追求你直到天地废去。Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, 归至高神。Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, 归至高神。Hosanna,Hosanna, Hosanna, 归至高神。Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, 归至高神。
Hosanna, 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 归至高神。
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
主，我们是从你所拣选的一般百姓。
We are the people that you have chosen.
哦，主啊，你将哦你的工作托付在我们的身上。
You have put your work upon us.
哦，你叫我们要警醒，要我们要等候。
For us to be watchful and pray.
我们要完成你所托付给我们的工作。
We are to finish the work.
只等到你再来的日子。
Till the day you come.
主，愿你保守我们，带领我们。
Keep us and lead us.
使我们能够走在你的道路上。
So we can walk on your way.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上我盼望跟大家分享的题目是。在四世纪第五章第二十一节的一句话。
The topic I would like to share with you this morning is a sentence from Judges 5.
我们之前刚读过四世纪第五章是狄波拉跟巴拉做的歌。
We just read the Judges 5, that's a song that Deborah and Barak sang.
这个歌也是他们打仗的时候的经历。
And it's an experience they had.
我们可以先将一些相关的经节先读一下。
During the battle, let's read the relevant verses first.
是三节。
Verse 13.
那时有剩余的贵胄和百姓一同下来，耶和华降临为我攻击勇士。
Then the survivors came down, the people against the nobles. The Lord came down for me against the mighty.
虽然巴拉呼召以色列人出来打仗。
Although Barak called the Israelites to fight,
但是真正胜负的关键是在于耶和华降临为我攻击勇士。
The real key to victory was the Lord came down for me against the mighty.
我们再看十九到二十一节。
Let's look at verses 19 to 21.
君王都来征战。那时迦南诸王在米吉多水旁的他那征战，却未得掳掠营前。星宿从天上征战，从其轨道攻击西西拉，基顺古河把敌人冲没。
The kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought in Taanak by the waters of Megiddo. They took no spoils of silver. They fought from the heavens. The stars from their courses fought against Sisera. The torrent of Kishon swept them away.
我们看到一些不寻常的事情。
We saw some unusual things.
迦南诸王出来打仗，但是他们却没有拿到银钱。
The Canaanite kings were not given the money.
星宿在他的轨道上去攻击迦南王的那个将军西西拉。
The star moved from its orbit to strike Sisera.
基顺的河水更把敌人冲走。
The general and the Kishon River swept the enemy away.
很明显的是耶和华在主导这个征战。
It is clear that Jehovah is leading this battle.
于是这个时候，底波拉有感而发地说。
Then Deborah said to herself.
她说：“我的灵啊，应当努力向前。”
Oh my soul, march on in strength.
这就是我早上的题目。
This is the theme of the sermon today.
早上我想把重点放到努力这两个字。
I want to focus on striving.
我相信弟兄姐妹，在座的弟兄姐妹，在生活上都很努力。
I believe everyone seated here are working hard.
也因为不同的努力，有各种的各样的繁忙。
Because of your hard working, you are busy most of the time.
所以我相信你们对这个词肯定不陌生。
So I don't think you are unfamiliar with the term.
但是今天我想跟大家在圣经，从圣经中来看努力。
But today I want to talk to you about the words pressing on from the Bible's perspective.
圣经中的努力跟我们一般知道的意思有没有什么不一样？
Does the word striving mean different thing in the Bible than our understanding?
那这个圣经叫我们为什么事情要来努力？
And what does the Bible say for us to strive for?
和这样的一个努力会带给我们有什么样的一个结果？
What kind of outcome would the striving bring us?
我们先一起来看圣经叫我们为什么事情努力。
First of all, let us look at the Bible, what it tells us to strive for.
第一个努力的意思。
The first meaning of pressing on.
在圣经里面同样意思的有两节的经节。
There are two verses with the same meaning.
第一个地方是在马太福音的第十一章。
The first one is from Matthew 11:12.
从施洗约翰的时候到如今，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得着了。
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
第二个地方是路加福音的十六章十六节。
Second place is Luke 16:16.
律法和先知到约翰为止，从此神国的福音传开了，人人努力要进去。
The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God has been preached, and everyone is pressing into it.
这两个地方的经节都告诉我们一件事情，就是要努力进天国。
Both of these passages talk about striving to enter the kingdom of heaven.
努力在这个两个经节的意思是叫做强暴。
The striving in these two verses mean violence.
所以在马太福音，如果我们看 New King James 的翻译。
If you look at the New King James version for the book of Matthew.
他就是这样说的，从施洗约翰的时候到如今。
From the days of John the Baptist until now.
天国遭遇到强暴。
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
强暴的人就得着。
And the violent take it by force.
那个时候，施洗约翰为了说真话被关在监狱里面。
At that time, John the Baptist was imprisoned because of him telling the truth.
耶稣的服事在那个时候遭遇到法利赛人跟文士的作对跟为难。
Jesus' ministry encountered opposition and difficulties from the Pharisees.
耶稣曾经责备法利赛人说。
Jesus once rebuked the Pharisees and the scribes.
他们当着人前把天国的门关了。
They shut the kingdom of heaven against men.
他们自己不进去，正要进去的人，他们也不容他们进去。
If For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in.
这个是天国遭遇到强暴的意思。
This is what it means for the kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
因为进天国的门呢，受到他们的拦阻。
For the way to the kingdom of heaven was blocked.
耶稣曾经医治一个生来瞎眼的。
Jesus has healed a blind man.
他进天国的代价就是要被赶出会堂。
And the price for him to enter the kingdom of heaven was to be expelled from the synagogue.
所以只有强暴的人才能够进入天国。
So only the violent can obtain the kingdom of heaven.
强暴的态度 是代表说到一个坚决的一个决心。
The violent attitude speaks of a firm determination.
代表我们要进入天国的，代表我们如果要进入天国。
It represents the if we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
我们需要付上代价和牺牲。
We need to pay the price and make sacrifice.
这是第一个努力的意思。
This is the first meaning of making an effort.
永世的天国讲到说，当主耶稣再来的时候。
The kingdom of heaven speak of when Jesus returns.
忠心的基督徒要承受国度与主同作王。
The faithful Christians will inherit the kingdom and reign with the Lord.
但是还有今世的天国。
But there is this kingdom of heaven on earth.
现在我们基督徒就要努力进天国。
Right now, and Christians must strive to enter in.
当我们顺服在神的权柄底下。
When we submit ourselves into the sovereignty of the Lord.
就是我们活在这个国度的下面的实际。
That is the practicality of us living in the kingdom of heaven.
教会是神掌权的地方。
The church is a place where God reigns.
我们要把我们自己放到这个神的权柄底下。
We need to place ourselves under this authority.
我们要使我们自己委身在教会中。
And commit ourselves in the church.
在我们日常生活上，我们也要尊主为大。
And in our daily life, we must honor the Lord.
让主居首位。
Magnify him.
尊他为主。
And put him first.
这些都不是简单的事情。
None of those things are easy.
没有一件事情是不需要我们付出代价的。
Not one of those things is without price.
每一件事情都要努力才能够发生。
We need to put in our effort for them to happen.
史弟兄在《实行的天国》这本书上他说，
Brother Z said in his book, The Realization of the Kingdom of Heaven.
他说在希伯来书十一章我们看到了这些信心的见证人。
He said in Hebrews 11, those people mentioned are the witnesses.
他说在属灵的事上他们都是强暴的人。
Witnesses of Christ, and spiritually they are all violent men.
他讲到亚伯拉罕是强暴的人。
He said Abraham was a violent man.
所以他在地上他过着一个帐篷寄居的生活。
So on earth he lives a life of the tent.
摩西也是一个强暴的人。
Moses was also a violent man.
所以他宁可跟神的百姓同受苦害。
So he chose to rather suffer with his people.
他也不愿意在最终享受最终之乐。
He denied to enjoy the joy of sin.
在新约中的保罗更是一个强暴的人。
And Paul in the New Testament, he was even more a violent man.
他为了得着基督，他就把一切都看成粪土。
To gain Christ, he see everything else as dung.
史弟兄还说。
And Brother Z said.
他说强暴的对面就是平凡。
The opposite of violence is ordinariness.
我们不需要特别去跌倒，不需要刻意去犯罪。
We don't have to fall on purpose. We don't have to commit crimes deliberately.
我们不需要特别去爱世界。
We don't have to love the world in a special way.
我们只要做一个平平凡凡的基督徒。
As long as we are ordinary Christians.
我们只要做一个得过且过的基督徒。
Who lived from day to day.
我们就不能进天国。
We cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以我们要努力。
So we must work hard.
为了属灵的事情，我们必须要有一个强暴的一个决心。
We must have a determination and violently press on into for the spiritual matters.
第二个努力在圣经中有三处的经节。
The second meaning of effort, the striving, is explained in three verses.
我们拿路加福音的十三章二十四节这个来做代表。
For example, in Luke 13, verse 24.
耶稣对众人说，你们要努力进窄门。
Strive to enter through the narrow gate.
我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。
For many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
这里努力的意思是要竭力的奋斗。
Here the word strive means to strive with all one's might.
像在跟赛跑的人赛跑，你要争夺那个奖赏那样子。
Exerting one's strength, like the person running in a race for a prize.
就是你要出全力。
That is, you have to put out your all.
你要争夺什么呢？
What are you fighting for?
你要争夺进窄门的一个机会。
You're fighting for the opportunity to enter the narrow gate.
耶稣这句话其实是在回答一个人的问题。
Jesus' words were actually an answer to a person's question.
那个人问耶稣说，那个人问了耶稣一个很奇怪的问题。
That person asked Jesus a very strange question.
他问耶稣说，得救的人少吗？
He said, Lord, are there a few who will be saved?
我们会不会觉得这个问题很奇怪？
Do you consider that a strange question?
耶稣的回答没有说多还是少。
Jesus did not answer either more or less.
耶稣的回答是说，你们要进窄门。
Jesus' answer was strive to enter through the narrow gate.
这句话不是单单为着他说的。
And that answer was not just for him.
因为他不是说你，而是说你们。
Jesus did not say you singular, but saying you as a plural.
耶稣其实是在对他说。
Jesus was telling him,
得救的人多跟少其实不是问题。
Whether the number is many or few is not the question.
问题是在于说进窄门的人是否多。
The question is, are there many that will enter the narrow gate?
耶稣在告诉他说，你要尽你的力量进入窄门。
Jesus is saying, put in all your effort to enter into the narrow gate.
为什么呢？
Why so?
因为耶稣说时候将到。
Because Jesus said the time would come.
很多人想要进去。
When many would want to enter.
但是却已经不能，因为门已经关上。
But would not be able, for the gate was closed.
已经没有进去的机会了。
There's no chance to get in.
刚刚我们说到天国是一个神所掌权的地方。
We just said the kingdom of heaven is where God reigns.
那窄门代表什么呢？
So what does a narrow gate stand for?
史弟兄说，窄门是代表基督，这个他窄门的窄的地方是代表基督跟十字架。
Brother Z said that the narrowness of this gate was typified by Christ and His cross.
我觉得这个窄门就是好像一个过滤器。
I think the narrow gate is like a filter.
任何不属于基督的，任何违背十字架的原则的，都要被挡在门的外面。
Anything that is not of Christ, anything violates the principles of the cross is blocked outside the door.
如果我们在走天路的时候，
As we walk the heavenly way,
我们带着基督以外的人事物，
If we carry things outside apart from Christ,
像是我们所享受的最终之乐，
Like the pleasures of sin,
我们爱的世界，
And the enjoyment of the world,
或是我们天然的生命，
Or our natural life,
我们的骄傲，我们的自高，
such as pride, boasting,
我们的自负，
arrogance,
我们的自哀自怜，
self-conceit, self-pity,
这些东西我们带着，我们就进不了窄门。
If we carry those things, we cannot enter the narrow gate.
这个门有多窄呢？
How narrow is the gate?
要像耶稣那样子的一个谦卑，那样的一个低微，那样的没有自己，他才能够进去。
Only those who are as humble and selfless as the Lord can enter.
这个门的宽度是根据基督跟十字架所定的宽度。
The width of this gate is based on the principles of Christ and the cross.
记得之前以前回到马尼拉或是在台湾看望亲人的时候。
I remember when I went to Manila and Taiwan to visit relatives.
我们需要坐公交车或是坐捷运。
And sometimes I had to take the MRT or the bus.
所以特别是上下班的时候，
especially during rush hour,
我们能够看到人几乎都是用挤的挤到那个车厢里面去。
People were almost crammed into the cars.
我们在这里说的努力，
the effort we're talking about here,
并不是说叫我们好像坐捷运那样子来挤进去。
Doesn't mean that we have to squeeze into the narrow gate, just like squeezing in the subway.
不是我自己没有任何的改变，用硬挤的方式来挤进这个窄门里面。
Not without putting in any efforts that we put in with our own effort to squeeze into the narrow gate.
我们所说的努力。
The striving we're talking about here
是努力的放下
is to work hard to let go.
任何超过门宽度的东西都要放下才能够进去。
Anything more exceeds the narrow gate, we have to put down.
任何不像耶稣的东西都要放下才能够进入到这个窄门。
Anything that makes us unlike Jesus must be put down so we can enter the narrow gate.
我想大家应该都听过一个故事。
I think we all have heard a story.
有一个小孩把他的手伸进去一个瓶子里面拿糖果。
A child reached his hand into a jar to get the candy.
当手要缩回来的时候，拿到糖果要缩回来的时候，他的手卡住了。
After he got the candies, his hand was stuck.
他想要吃糖。
He wants to eat the candies.
但是手又被卡住。
But he can't free his hand.
所以他就很着急地哭起来了。
So he cried in anguish.
旁边的人就跟那个小孩讲说。
So people near him said.
你要松手。
Let go of your hand.
当你松手的时候，你的手就出来。
When you let go of the candies, then you can free your hand.
但是那个小孩最不想做的就是松开他的手。
But the last thing the child wanted to do is to let go.
因为他松手的时候就要放掉他手中的糖果。
Because when he let go, he's without candy.
所以他就僵持在那里。
So he was stuck.
手出不来，吃不到糖果。
There was a stalemate. He cannot free his hand, nor can he eat the candies.
也许我们会笑那个小孩。
You might laugh at that child.
糖果而已嘛，不是吗？
It's just the candies, right?
会比手卡在那里更重要吗？
Is the candy, the candy is more important than your hand.
但是很多的时候，
But many times,
我们是像那个小孩一样。
We're just like that child.
我们手抓住的，我们紧紧不肯放。
We cannot let go of what we hold on to.
我们认为很重要的，我们抓住不肯放。
We hold tightly to the things we consider important.
结果我们就僵持在那里。
And the end result is that was a stalemate.
对于走天路来讲，
To us, when we walk the heavenly way,
僵持就是在原地踏步。
Stalemate means standing still.
没有进步。
And making no progress.
也像当年以色列人他们在绕旷野一样。
Just like the Israelites who wander around in the wilderness.
所走过的路还要再走一次。
They have to walk the same path again and again.
以往的环境还要再经历一次。
And the past experience have to happen again.
因为还没有学会。
Because you have not learned the lesson.
直到有一天神的怜悯。
Until one day, the mercy of God.
我们自己觉得没有路了。
That we feel that we have no way to go.
我们觉得我们自己到尽头了。
We have come to our wit's end.
我们很厌倦这样子的环境被卡在那里。
We're sick and tired of being stuck.
那个时候我们终于把我们的手松开了。
And that's when we let go, we free our hand.
我们的手就能够出来了。
And we can free our hand.
我们就脱离我们的困境。
We're set free from our troubles.
我们不在原地踏步，我们就能够向前。
We're no longer standing still, and we can move forward.
在史弟兄的书上面，他讲了一句我觉得很有经验的话。
In Brother Z's book, he says something very experienced.
他说，经过了窄门以后，我们就发现我们自己处在一个非常宽阔的一个地方。
He said, after passing through the narrow gate, we will find ourselves in a spacious realm.
除非我们先松手。
Unless we can let go first.
除非我们先放下我们认为宝贵的。
Let go of what we think is precious.
认为自己所要坚持的。
And what we insist on.
要不然我们永远到不了门的另外一边来看到门后是什么样子。
We will never be able to see what is on the other side of the door.
我对我自己说，
I said to myself,
如果我不能看到主的宝贵，
If I cannot see the preciousness of the Lord,
不是因为主不宝贵，
It's not because the Lord is not precious,
那是因为我还没有进到另外一边，
But it's because I have not entered into the other side.
我先要学习松手，
I need to first learn to let go.
一切不像耶稣的，
Everything that is not of Christ.
一切不会让我的 天然生命衰微的
Everything that will not weaken my natural life
都要放下
I must put them down
才能够进到窄门里面去
Then can I enter into the narrow gate
这是第二个努力
This is the second striving
努力进窄门
Pressing on into the narrow gate
第三个努力我觉得这个经节我们都非常的熟悉
And the third one, we're very familiar with the verse.
在腓立比书第三章十三十四节。
In the Philippians 3 verses 13 and 14.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这里努力的英文是 reaching.
The English word for striving here is reaching.
就是用力伸展。
That is to stretch.
用你的全力向前
With all your might, push forward.
向着哪里向前呢？要向着你的目标向前。
Toward where? Toward your goal.
用力伸展的目的就是要使我们快一点达到那个目标，快一点靠近那个目标。
The purpose of stretching hard is to enable us to quickly approach our goal.
像我一开始所说的，我相信弟兄姐妹都很努力的在过生活。
As I said at the beginning, brothers and sisters are working hard to live their lives.
但是我们生活的目标是什么
？But what is the purpose of our lives?
对于保罗来说，信主前跟信主后，他的目标有一个非常大的一个改变。
For Paul, there's a big difference between his goals before and after he became a Christian.
甚至是相反的。
They were even exactly opposite.
保罗说，那个之以前与我有益的，我现在都因着基督当作有损的。
He said, "What things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ."
不但如此，我也将万物都当作有损的，因我以认识主耶稣基督为至宝。
Yet indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ, Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things.
保罗说，我已经为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，我也要得着基督。
And count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
请我们想想看。
Let us think about this.
我们信主之前，我们的目标是为了我们自己跟我们自己想要的一切。
Before we believe in Jesus, our goal was ourselves and everything we wanted.
但是当我们信主了以后，我们的目标有没有不一样？
But after we believe in the Lord, do we have a different goal?
我觉得这是非常重要的一件事情。
I think that's a very important thing.
如果我们信主完以后的目标还是跟我们之前的目标是一样的。
If our goal before believing in the Lord is the same as our goals before,
所不同的是，只是我们请主，我们求主帮助我们达到那个目标而已。
And the only difference is that we ask the Lord to help us reach our own goal.
那我觉得我们的目标是错的。
Then I think our goal was wrong.
这跟圣经上的教导是不一致的。
That is inconsistent with the teaching in the Bible.
我觉得努力也许对大家不是问题。
And I think maybe striving is not a problem for us.
问题是在于为什么而努力。
The problem is what are we working for?
问题是为努力的方向是什么。
What is the goal of our striving?
我们都在向着标杆直跑。
We're all running toward the goal.
但是如果这个标杆不是主。
But if the goal is not the Lord.
那其实我们在走冤枉路。
We are going the roundabout.
我们只是越走越远而已。
We're taking a detour.
我们有了对的标杆。
Once we have the right goal.
我们才能够努力的向前。
Then can we press on?
上周我们的信息牧师教导我们要看重小事。
Last week our pastor taught us to value the small things.
因为每一个小事都会塑造我们的个性。
For every small thing in our life shapes our character.
教导我们要像基甸一样的看重小事。
She teaches us to value small things like Gideon.
后来回到小家回馈的时候。
Later, during the small group feedback time,
有一个姐妹在分享。
A sister shared.
她说我们常常花很多的力气在于我们所认为的大事上面。
She said we often spend a lot of effort and energy on what we consider big.
但是听了信息以后她觉得她要花力气在小事上面。
But after listening to the message, she felt that we need to spend our energy on small things.
她用的词是说要在小事上面全力以赴。
The word she used was to go all out on small things.
当我们实际去操练去做的时候。
When we actually practice it,
我们就知道说做小事真的要用力。
And we realize that doing small things truly takes all our effort.
这个用力就好像是在伸展。
It's just like stretching out.
就是努力。
That is to strive.
努力的结果应该是要离目标更近。
The result of our striving should be getting us closer to our goal.
就是靠近主。
That is to be closer to the Lord.
要不然我们是白费我们的力气，我们做了白工。
Otherwise, it will be a waste of effort and work in vain.
为什么我们要需要努力？
Why do we need to work hard?
我想用耶稣要离开世界之前向父神的祷告来说明。
I would like to illustrate this with Jesus' prayer to God before he left the world.
是在记载在约翰福音第十七章十四到十六节。
It's in John 17, verses 14 through 16.
我已将你的道赐给他们，世界又恨他们，因为他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
我不求你叫他们离开世界，只求你保守他们脱离恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
他们不属这个世界，正如我不属这个世界一样。
They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world.
从主耶稣的祷告中，我们可以看到即将要离世的主耶稣。
From the Lord Jesus' prayer, we can see that Jesus, who is about to leave the world,
他心中有一个挂虑，有一个担心。
He has concerns and worries about those who remain.
这个挂虑跟担心是什么？
And what are those worries and concerns?
他的挂虑是被留下来的这些基督徒，这些相信他的人，他们的环境，他们的处境。
He was concerned about the situation of the Christians.
耶稣知道那个时候他们的环境是对他们不友好的。
Jesus knew that their circumstances were unfriendly to them.
甚至是恨他们的。
They even hated them.
因为基督徒的立场是不属于这个世界。
For the Christian's position is that they are not of the world.
但主耶稣的祷告没有叫他们离开这个世界。
But Jesus did not pray to the Father to take them out of the world.
主耶稣的祷告是求神保守他们脱离恶者。
Jesus' prayer was that God would keep them from the evil one.
意思就是他们持续在这个不友好的这个世界上面。
That they continue to live in this unfriendly environment.
但是不要被这个世界影响。
But they must be careful not to be influenced.
不要被这个世界同化。
Be assimilated.
也不要跟这个恶者有任何的关系。
And have nothing to do with the evil people.
我觉得这是我们要努力的目的。
I think that's why we need to work hard.
如果有一个人掉在水里面。
If someone falls into the water.
我们问他说，你在现在在水里面最重要的事情是什么？
And you ask him, what's the most important thing for you?
我相信他的回答不是说，我在玩水。
I don't think his answer would be, I'm playing with the water.
我在看风景，或是我在做运动。
I'm watching the scenery, I'm exercising.
我觉得对他来讲，最重要的一件事情就是如何不让自己沉下去。
I think the most important thing for him is not to sink.
掉在水里的人，对他来讲，最重要的是就是不让自己往下沉。
I think for a person who has fallen into the water is not to drown.
同样的，基督徒也要努力的不让自己被世界同化。
Likewise, Christians must strive not to be conformed to the world.
要努力的让自己脱离这个恶者。
We need to strive to set ourselves free from the evil one.
对于这件事情， 彼得曾经说过。
Toward this, Peter said about this.
他说：“务要谨守、警醒，因着你的仇敌魔鬼，如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的。”
He said, "Be sober and vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour."
我觉得彼得的这句话，他说比任何人说更有感触。
I feel that Peter's words are more touching than anyone else's.
因为这是他亲身的经历。
Because they're based on his own experience.
当他在大祭司的院子里烤火的时候。
When he was warming himself by the fire in the high priest's courtyard.
他没有意识到原来魔鬼也在那里。
He did not realize that the devil was also there.
他看到的只是一个使女。
He only saw a servant girl.
在问他问题。
Asking questions.
你不也是这个人的门徒吗？
Aren't you also this man's disciple?
看起来很简单的问题。
It seems like a simple question.
但是其中大有讲究。
But there's a lot involved.
这个问题的背后是在问彼得说，你是属于世界的，还是你是属于耶稣的？
She's actually questioning him. Do you belong to the world or belong to Jesus?
完全根据彼得的回答会断定他以后的结果是什么。
And the consequences depend entirely on Peter's answer.
他如果答对了，他就能够站住。
If he answered correctly, he can stand.
他如果答错了，就会被魔鬼吞吃。
If he answered incorrectly, he would be devoured by the devil.
所以彼得说，我们要警醒，我们要谨守。
And that's why Peter said we need to be sober and be vigilant.
通常我们失败的时候，我们很容易的怪魔鬼。
Usually when we fall, we fail, we blame the devil.
但是我们还要为了自己的不警醒来悔改。
But we need to repent for our lack of vigilance.
我们要为着我们自己没有好好的看守来承认，来认罪。
And admit our mistakes for not taking good care of ourselves.
我们要为着我们自己的警醒的程度来祷告。
We need to pray for our own lack of vigilance.
这次我们读四世纪的参孙给我们很大的提醒。
This time when we read the book about Samson, we are reminded.
我们不能随便说话。
We cannot speak casually.
我们不能随便过生活。
Nor can we live casually.
当我们随便的时候。
When we're casual.
我们已经失去了，我们已经失去了那个归于神的，属于神的那个地位。
We have lost the status that we are of God.
我们也失去了神给我们的力量。
And we have lost the power that comes from God.
也同样的失去了神的同在。
And losing the presence of God.
这是外在的因素。
These are an external factor.
还有内在的因素。
There are also factors within us.
我觉得努力的敌人就是不求改变。
And I think the enemy of hard work is not seeking change.
就是我们不求上进。
Not striving for progress.
没有心愿做一个更好的基督徒。
And not having the desire to be a good Christian.
每次里面有一点点感动的时候。
Every time I felt a little touched.
我们没有马上去回应。
I did not respond immediately.
没有去坚持。
Nor did I persist.
当我们还在拖延的时候。
When we're still procrastinating.
当我们还在想说明天再说的时候。
Thinking that we can do it tomorrow.
努力的机会就已经过去。
The opportunity to work hard has already passed.
最后我们要看我们努力得到什么奖赏。
Lastly, we'll look at the rewards for pressing on.
借着努力面前的，我们全力以赴去做好每一件小事。
When we put in the full effort of ours to do everything,
我们的个性会被塑造成一个合神使用的一个个性。
Our character will be shaped into one that is fit for God's purpose.
借着我们努力的进窄门。
By striving to enter the narrow gate.
我们能够脱下与主跟十字架一切不相关的东西。
We take off everything that has nothing to do with the Lord and the cross.
借着我们的努力，我们把我们自己委身在教会里面。
By working hard, we commit ourselves to the church and place ourselves.
把我们自己放到神的这个权柄底下
，Under God's control，
我们的生命就会得到改变
，And our lives are changed。
最后，我们得到的就是主自己
，And what we finally get is the Lord Himself。
我们记得牧师告诉我们说，属灵的事情总是我们做一半，神做一半。
I remember our pastor told us in spiritual matters, we do half and God does the other half.
我们要摆上我们的努力。
We need to put in our own effort.
当神看到我们的努力的时候，他也会帮忙，他也会成全。
As God sees our efforts, He will help us and accomplish them.
正像我们之前读的经节，底波拉，她看到神在帮助她。
Just like what we read when Deborah saw God's help.
她就对自己说。
She said to herself,
我的灵应当努力向前。
My soul march on in strength.
主今天给我们许许多多的恩典。
The Lord has given us a lot of grace.
不是要叫我们做一个去享受，坐下享受恩典的人。
Not for us to sit down and enjoy His grace only.
主盼望我们在恩典中。
But His hope is that in His grace,
我们要起来努力。
We rise and press on.
我们要起来回应。
We rise to respond.
我们要对我们自己说，我的灵，你要努力向前。
Say to ourselves, my soul, march on in strength.
我们求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们最后再唱一首诗歌，圣徒诗歌268首。
Let us sing hymn to end this. It's hymn 268.
我心所追求乃是主自己。
My goal is God Himself.
每次我唱到这首诗歌的时候，
Every time I sang this hymn,
特别第一句话就在问我，
The first sentence asked me,
我心的追求是什么？
What is my goal?
是乐与安吗？
Is it enjoyment?
是福气吗？
Or blessing?
还是主自己？
Or the Lord He Himself?
我觉得这个问题很大。
I think that's a big question.
我也觉得我太掺杂了。
And I feel that I'm a mixed person.
这个问题好像没有很快的一个答复。
I cannot respond right away.
但是我们求主帮助我们。
But may the Lord help us.
每次都给我们一个愿意的心。
To give us a willing heart.
我们要有愿意的心。
We must have a willing heart.
主，我要愿意要得到你。
I want to be willing to gain you.
我希望我的心追求的就是你自己。
I want my heart to desire you.
让主渐渐地来帮助我。
May the Lord help us gradually.
我们请敬拜团队带我们唱。
Let us sing with the worship team. Let us rise and sing together.
是神自己，不是乐与安，也不是福气。我能出代价，达到这胜利，不是我自己，乃是他恩力。因心而向前，要得胜自己，凭爱而跟随，永远不怕疑，因他扶持我，我追随不移，直到神达我最深的道极，虽然这道路有时很困难，虽然这代价常是很重大，但他最知道我需负何担，引导神道路必须是直达，已是我所知道。
他是我所要，一是我所做，他是我所望，在此日复日，神是我荣耀，在彼荣耀里，神是我奖赏。
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
谢谢你借今天的信息再次来呼召来提醒我们。
Thank you for calling us and reminding us through the message.
主，你要我们兴起，你要我们努力。
You want us to be vigilant and to rise up.
哦，我们所追求的主乃是你自己。
You are our goal.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
哦，叫我们不再沉睡。
Help us to not be in sleep.
让我们兴起而努力。
Help us to rise up and press on.
我们所努力的是要进入你的天国。
We press on toward the kingdom of heaven.
哦，叫我们顺服在主你的权柄之下。
Help us to submit ourselves into your sovereignty.
我们所努力的乃是要进入那窄门。
We are pressing on to enter the narrow gate.
哦，叫我们能够放下自己，放下所有不属于你的。
Help us to lay down ourselves and everything that is not of you.
我们所努力的是要得着主你自己是你的奖赏。
We press on to receive you, Lord. You are our prize.
在这何等不容易的时代。
In this difficult, challenging time.
哦，我们要努力来与世界来分别。
We will do our best to separate ourselves from the world.
哦，主啊，给我们个心，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Help us to forget what lays behind and press on toward the goal.
哦，主啊，我们要得着你的奖赏。
To receive your reward.
我们要得着主你自己。
To gain the Lord Himself.
奉主耶稣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐，我们听报告。
Please be seated, and we have announcements.